590 WKZO, and the program is called Lawrence and Taylor. I'm part of that. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. Roger Taylor, who would normally be here to balance me out, sadly is under the weather. Said that it probably wouldn't be a good idea to sneeze and cough his way through the program. And just we kind of figured, you know what? Give him a day. Let's see if we can get him past this. Then we'll get him back in here tomorrow for another installment of the program. So I think really he's probably chomping at the bit to set me straight.
Probably.
Unquote, you know, according to him anyway. So she's probably sitting here going, only one side of the debate's getting out. I can't stand it.
And it's not my side.
So anyway, we hope that he will be back. This was kind of fun to have him around. You know, even if I feel he's wrong, it's still nice to have him around nonetheless. So well, we've been spending some time talking with you, and we're going to continue to do that. One of the things that we discussed, and we've discussed this in the past, the Second Amendment. And it's interesting because, you know, you always hear from members of the Supreme Court so infrequently, unless it involves a decision that's been made. So when one of them who, now granted, this one is no longer on the court, but when one of them speaks out, writes a book, and says, this is how I feel, you kind of sit up and take notice. Well, John Paul Stevens, he's 93 years old, used to be on the court up through a couple of years ago, then retired. He's written a book called Six Amendments, How and Why We Should Change the Constitution. Now, among the six amendments, and I don't know what the other amendments are that he's looking at, but among the six he's looking at, the Second Amendment is on his list. And here's what he suggests. Now, as you know, the Second Amendment reads as follows. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's it. That's the Second Amendment. Now, what he's suggesting is that because times changed, we need to be able to alter the Second Amendment with some new wording. He wants to add five words. So I'm going to read what the amendment would look like if former Justice Stevens got his way. And here's what he would like to see the Second Amendment to read like. His version is, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia shall not be infringed. Now, he'd like to see that addition made to the Second Amendment. Now, this is among, he says there's six of them that he wants to see changed in the Constitution. Now, John Paul Stevens, in case you were wondering, he served from December of 1975 up through 2010, was appointed to the court by President Gerald Ford. He actually served under three chief justices, just as a side note, Warren Burger, William Rehnquist, and current Chief Justice John Roberts. So what do you think about this particular wording? Do you feel like, you know what, no, Second Amendment is fine just the way it is? Or do you feel like, you know what, times have changed and former Justice Stevens is right, and we need to be able to take a look at that? So tell us what you think. I'd love to hear from you on this one. 382-4280 is the local number that you can get through to us with. Also, if you'd like to call us and you're not local, you go, well, you have a free way for me to call. Yes, we do. A toll-free number, it's 877-382-4280. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Or if you got a cell phone, you just have a few seconds to send us a text. You can text us and let us know what you think at 80373. And you could be a part of the program that way as well, as we share some of the texts that come in to the program as we talk about this. Now, what do you think about this? Do you think we were talking constitutional amendments basically the last hour because we were talking about term limits, and by and large, that one's probably going to have to be a constitutional amendment. Do you think this one also makes sense? And, you know, I think the other thing that's been talked about, and not a lot of states have gone for it yet, But there have been some rumblings that there be a constitutional convention to consider some other amendments. And one of the things that some of the states that are concerned about this are saying, well, we need to concern ourselves with a constitutional amendment that would balance the budget. You know, so certainly that's been a discussion. But we're talking about the Second Amendment. And in this case, should we change from what? Because this was one that was part of the Bill of Rights. And it was written in with the idea that, I mean, it reads just like this. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's how it reads. And former Justice Stevens says he'd like to see when serving in the militia added in to the terminology on that amendment. What do you think about it? 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Call in and get with us just like Brian is doing right now. Brian, welcome to the program. Glad you're with us.
Hi. So Stevens basically wants to disarm the population and only have the government with weapons. The militia required all the able-bodied men to keep their own gun and weapons.
Mm-hmm.
We commonly call the National Guard the militia today, but that's nothing more. It's really a reserve of the military because they have all the equipment. They control what they do. That's nominally under the control of the governor. In Lincoln's day, you know, he had to contact the governors to get them to call up the militia,
mm-hmm.
and the guys would get their weapons and so forth. And it's very different. So the idea there is to completely disarm us. And all you have to do is look throughout history. Europe, under feudalism, one of the main characteristics was that the nobility were the only ones to be able to keep weapons. And mm-hmm. so once you have a population which is disarmed, you have a population that can be ruled over by a tyrant.
Okay.
So that's the reason that we have the people being able to keep and bear arms. And so part of the left's agenda is, number one, just to completely disarm us, and that fits in with their animal rights focus. You got no weapons, you can't go hunting. That mm-hmm. goes in with, starting under Clinton, closing down the federal lands access so that people can't get into the federal lands to hunt and fish and so forth. And technically they're open, but they close all the roadways so nobody can actually get into them. So this is a big problem.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Brian. Appreciate it. If you'd like to get in just like he did, feel free to give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Or you could text us, 80373, and share your comments on the topic at hand. Now let's head on over to the phones once again. Joe is on the line in Kalamazoo. Joe, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Just fine.
On the last fella's comment, you know, this whole thing would give capability to disarm the people, you know. And I once saw a really great movie where only the military and police had guns. It was called Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if people are, you know, really well aware of that, but I don't think that's something they should be infringed upon or bothered with in the least. And unless Mr. Stevens has an IQ that is equal to or above what Thomas Jefferson was, I don't think I'd be messing around with this and trying to rewrite anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting to hear him chime in on this, having the experience on the court. But at the same time, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at those first 10 amendments, those are amendments that I just don't see changing. I don't know that people will agree to that sort of thing.
No, I don't think it would be a good idea. And having him chime in from the court, yeah, that's fantastic and all. You know, and these are the same courts that, you know, gave us rulings like Citizens United and Eminent Domain and a few other things that just weren't geared towards the people or the taxpayers. So, you know, I mean, people need to really investigate where their information is going to come from and what type of advice they're going to get.
Okay. All right. Joe, thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay. And, of course, you can text us as well. We've had several people do that. 803-73 is how you do it. There was one texter who sent something very similar, actually, to some of the other callers, saying, so only government should have guns. Another person that was texting in says, do not change it. I see many small militias forming if it's changed. And I think, you know, that's the other thing that an awful lot of people would say. Well, yeah, you could see, you know, while part of a militia, well, I'm a member of my own militia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would see that as people started doing that. I think the other thing to remember here is, you know, we've seen some new laws that have been passed in, it was in Connecticut, it was in connection just after the school shooting there. And part of that is that people had to report the arms that they had. Now, it wasn't all guns, but it was certain automatic guns that they were saying no longer recognized as legal in that state, but will grandfather you in if you report it to us. But there's an awful lot of people there that apparently they're not reporting what they got. And they're saying, well, wait a minute. No, I don't have to do that. You know, so you might even see, if this sort of thing happened, a good bit of civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, people are going, no, I have guns and I got them because the Constitution says I should.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's the thing. Changing a constitutional amendment takes quite a bit of support to do. Will that happen? I have my doubts.
And here's the thing. If that happens to change, is the government going to go around and collect guns from everybody that's not in the militia?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's another good question, definitely. All right, let's move along on the phone lines here. Frank is standing by in Kalamazoo. Frank.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. No, I served 4 years in the Navy and 25 years as a cop in Kalamazoo, and they ought to keep their hands off the Constitution. Live the way it was written originally.
So you don't like the idea of coming along with the Second Amendment and saying, well, we need to make sure it's clarified?
Well, it's difficult the way it's written, but no, if they don't stop that, they're taking the guns away from the people and they're going to arm the police. They got their hands full as policemen today. I would never be a policeman in this town again.
Okay. All right.
But we got to stand up, and them nine guys that wear them black robes think they could change the world, but they can't change the world, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, Frank, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. I like getting that law enforcement perspective
mm-hmm.
there as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here's a guy that spent some time enforcing the laws and that kind of thing. I mean, do you want individuals to, you know, everybody to have guns? Well, you know, in some cases, no, you don't. But you know what? You'd rather have people able to defend themselves than to say, nope, nobody's got guns. Because that would end up being more of a problem. And I think here's the other part of the issue. Because if you look at some of the ways, you know, people have talked about gun control for years. And they have, in some way or another. You start passing some of these laws, well, only the law-abiding are going to abide by them. So the people that want guns that are on that illegal list, well, guess what? They're going to go get them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ways for them to go get them. And they're not going to just get them from a gun show or something like that. There are other ways to go get one of those. And if you believe they're not doing that, then it's, quite frankly, a pretty naive view, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, to see somebody going, okay, well, let's change the Constitution. All right, and change it if you're going to do some common sense things. And I think there's common sense things that have been talked about. I mean, let's talk about, you know, balancing the budget. Yeah, makes perfect sense. But change it so that the Second Amendment is written in a different way than what the framers of the Constitution had in mind?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That is really tough on that one. We did have a text come in as well. Someone says that they're kind of mixed on this particular issue. They say, I own guns. But gun control has been shown to work to reduce violence, like in Australia. And, that is one thing that that's an issue on this. Love to get your comments and thoughts, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as we continue to discuss this. Do you think that the Second Amendment needs to be rewritten? A former member of the Supreme Court says, yeah, we need to add a little something to it. Former Justice John Paul Stevens saying that we need to, you know, this Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, he wants to add when serving in the militia to the amendment. What do you think? Give us a call or text us and share your insights. Program is going to continue ahead. It's called Lawrence and Taylor, and you've got it right here on 590 WKZO. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Roger Taylor feeling under the weather, so he had to take the afternoon off. We hope to see him back here tomorrow because it's always fun to have him around so we can, I don't know, we kind of get off on rabbit trails a little bit when he's around. But it is kind of fun at the same time. So been talking about the Second Amendment, a former member of the Supreme Court. Associate Justice John Paul Stevens has written a book, Six Amendments, How and Why We Should Change the Constitution. He's saying we need to add five words to the Second Amendment, those words being when serving in the militia. So I would like to get your thoughts and comments, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Also, you can text us 80373 and be a part of the proceedings as well. Now, Michael, we did have somebody call in. They couldn't hang on the line, but they did have some comments they wanted to make.
Yes, this was from Jeff from Richland. His comment was, if people think the government will come and get your guns, they will. The government owns way more bullets than the average citizen with a gun. So basically saying the government will come and collect your guns no matter what if this amendment changes.
Well, and it does make you scratch your head a little bit because, you know, and I'm not one of these people that subscribes to conspiracy theories, but at the same time, you see all these different government agencies buying up bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of go, what in the world are they doing that for?
Yeah, what are they stockpiling them for?
You know, what do you need all that for? You know, I mean, it's one thing if you're talking about, okay, the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, okay, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
Stockpile those things. Have warehouses full of them. Please do that. Doesn't bother me a bit. But other departments of the government, you know, okay, if it's the FBI, CIA, something like that. But, yeah, at some of these departments, you see, you just kind of scratch your head and go, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, but feel free to comment as well, 382-4280-877-382-4280. I've had some texting comments as well. One person who said, if such a thing happened to the Second Amendment, they said, quote, then I will be an army of one. You know, so people declaring their own militias there as well. You know, the other thing, there was somebody that commented, gun control is only to be successful with those people that want to be controlled, i.e. the law-abiding citizens. Lawbreakers will still continue to break the law. Interesting comments there from them. I'd love to hear from you as well. The Second Amendment, you know, I kind of think this is part of the Bill of Rights to be able to come along and say, well, we need to change it, changing times, this and that and the other. Ugh. That one is just a little bit tough. It's like, you know, if you want to change the one that says freedom of the press, which some people have attempted to at least go around it. We talked about in recent days the idea of, you know, some sort of government agency coming along to newsrooms and saying, no. You're going to cover this instead of that. You know, that's not necessarily a good idea. If you've got freedom of the press, guess what? They're going to be covering what people want because the press is going to be free and independent. Well, in this case, you know, you've got the right to keep and bear arms, and it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, there's an awful lot of arguments that you could make. Certainly that, well, you know, the founders didn't understand fully automatic weapons that could mow down people, you know, how many a minute, how many a second, whatever it is. Okay, maybe they didn't understand that, but the language is pretty clear. Shall not be infringed. And, you know, to add a line like that, that would be, I think that just kind of goes above and beyond anything you really need to think about, in my mind. There are some things that you want to look at in terms of constitutional amendments. And I think, you know, maybe it is high time for a constitutional convention, but not to change the Second Amendment. I think there's other things to look at. Term limits for senators and representatives might be one thing. Another thing, a balanced budget amendment. You know, so many states have to do that. So many states need to do that. But, you know, the government, the federal government, doesn't necessarily think they need to do that. So, yeah, maybe that's a good one to do there. But the Second Amendment, I'm not so sure about that. I don't know that that's that great of an idea. Well, the program continues on, and as we continue on, we will continue to take your comments on the topic. Coming up a little bit later, is Michigan a happy place to live? You might be surprised by what a national survey has to say. We'll chat about that. We'll talk with you all ahead. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. This portion of the program brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. Lawrence and Taylor here on 590 WKZO. And we've been talking about the Second Amendment. A former justice wanted to see some words added to that. And you've been commenting on that via text and via phone. And we've had Tom waiting on the line very patiently. So, Tom, we'll go to you and get your comments. Go right ahead.
It always, first of all, I'm not for any amendments to it. It always kind of cracks me up, not literally, but all the people, usually politicians, I know this was a justice, former Supreme Court justice.
Yes.
Usually the politicians who are suggesting this are all, you know, in surrounded, that they themselves maybe not are not carrying a gun, but they're surrounded by people with guns, and so I don't know what makes the rest of us less important than, president or the other politicians who are suggesting we shouldn't have them, even though everywhere they go, they seem to be protected by guns, you know, or why I'm sure when his daughters go to school, I don't know what kind of security accommodates them, but I'm sure there's some. I don't know what makes my daughter any less important than his daughter. His daughter might be more of a target, I get that, but, you know, he's got Secret Service, and, you know, for my family, I'm the only one standing between whoever would like to intrude into my home or, wherever that, something like that might take place. And, they want to seem to take hours away. Where we're probably more at danger, you got to go back to the 80s to find the last president that was a shot was taken at. Mm-hmm. Whereas your average citizen, us average citizens are in the newspaper every day on a home invasion or some other kind of crime that was committed. And, you could argue we need them maybe even more than as much as he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Tom, appreciate you giving your 2 cents worth there.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. And you could do that as we continue to discuss things. We've had some texts come in as well. We'd mentioned one earlier where someone said they would be an army of one. We had someone else comment on that via text, said, Mr. Army of One, that works till the government accidentally drops a 500-pound bomb from near space. Another person says, our founders' rights have been infringed on by the government, and they did not want it to happen again. You hit on the head with the Bill of Rights, now adding the balanced budget amendment, just good sense. So that's just some of the comments that we've gotten. When you text 80373, you'll be able to share your comments with us as well. So feel free to do that, or 382-4280, 877-382-4280. 4280. Now, an interesting thing, and this came out last week, it makes you wonder where they do some of this. And this is Business Insider sharing this. There was a Gallup poll that was put out as an annual ranking for the happiest states in the United States. And you're probably wondering, all right, well, where does Michigan rank in this? Are we up towards the top? Are we down towards the bottom? Where are we on this? Well, interestingly enough, first of all, the top state as far as well-being is concerned, North Dakota, followed by South Dakota. Apparently the Dakotas are a great place to be.
Huh.
Not really sure why,
yeah.
But, you know, as all the weather and things like that, I wouldn't think that would be a great place to be, but they're apparently amongst the happiest states.
I would think that'd be cold and dreadful and dreary up there.
You would think. But, I mean, look through this list, though. You got North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Montana. I mean, right up across the top of the country there.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing all these come in. And, you know, you'd figure Hawaii. This is the place where people
yeah.
are happy. You know, you figure, all right, Hawaii's number one, and then what? No, Hawaii is actually down the list just a little bit. Looks like they're number eight
mm-hmm.
on the list. You would think Hawaii, number one, shoe in. I've been there. The attitude is things are great here, you know?
The comfortable life, warm in 70s, sunny most of the time, rainy just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Golf, mm-hmm. surf, swim, whatever you want to do.
And when it does rain, well, just wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be over with.
It'll be gone, and then it's back at it with the sunshine and the perfect temperatures. And yeah, it's just like that. It really is. So you figure, all right, happiness there. Now, where are the places where life sucks? That's the other question. Because you're going to go, all right, we're not on the top 10. Are we on the bottom 10? Well, here's where life sucks more than anything else, where the well-being is on the bottom of all 50 states, West Virginia. I don't know why.
Maybe it's because of all the coal mines? I don't know.
Could be. I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, it's a pollution thing or it's just there's not much going on there. I don't know. I mean, I've been to West Virginia. There's not a whole lot of cities there. You know, I mean, they've got cities, but they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know, is there as much going on? I don't know. I would think not.
I would think not as well.
You know, I would think, you know, West Virginia, oh, that's that place that you go to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? At least that's what some people think.
It's just that state you travel through.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been there since I was like 7 or 8 or something like that. But, you know, I remember going through. But other places on the list, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama. Now, here's an interesting one. Number 5 on the list of the worst places to be, apparently, is Ohio. Now, you know, I'm originally from Ohio, and I'll say that proudly, and I've been away for quite some time. I haven't lived in Ohio since 97, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while since I've been there. But I can understand that.
It could be those depressed Cleveland Browns fans.
You know, maybe that's it. I don't know. Cleveland Browns fans. Indians fans haven't had it real well either. And let's face it, the Cincinnati Bengals haven't had a lot of success. I mean, they've been to the playoffs, but that's it, you know.
They haven't won a game.
They haven't won a playoff game and certainly haven't been to the Super Bowl in a whole long time. So, you know, and let's face it, the Reds haven't been to a World Series either. So, you know, it's just depressing, you know. But and the only thing I can think of is just that it's miles and miles of flat farmland.
Mm-hmm.
With you know, with when they have trees, there's like a small grouping of about 5. Oh, look, a woods.
Just, you know, that little small part and that's it.
Yeah, you know, and I can say that. I remember that. I grew up there. But now this is the thing. You look through the bottom 10. Michigan is not on that list either. And there were some surprising states on that, like to me, it's surprising to say Tennessee, that the well-being is bad there. It's like number 7 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, you know, like probably 2/3 of the state is pretty gorgeous, some great places to be.
Yeah.
You know, Nashville's good. Of course, you got the Smokies and all of that. Great places to be there, you know. I don't know. I'm not sure what all the stuff was on there. Louisiana rounds out the bottom 10 as well.
There you go.
You know, no comment. I lived there. I'm just no comment. But so if you're wondering, all right, where is Michigan on this list? Well, we were last year at number 36, and we've managed to move to number 37.
Well, it wasn't a big drop, at least.
Not a huge drop, no. But, you know, and I guess I'm not sure I understand. You know, and maybe they did put potholes in there. I don't know. I don't have any idea. But I'm not sure I understand what they're getting at to say, oh, bad place to be. Oh, people are just not happy there. I don't know. I have to say this. When I had the opportunity to move back to Michigan, it was an enjoyable thought. It wasn't something where I go, ugh. You know?
Yeah, I don't want to go back there.
There wasn't that sense of like, wow, this is an awful place to be. You know, I'd lived for 7 years in Michigan, and I enjoyed it. You know, it was a fun place to be. Left it because, you know, the career just takes you places.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to be back. I will admit that. So, you know, what is it that causes people trouble? Can't be weather because you got Montana and the Dakotas and let's face it, Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's... That's one of those places where the polar vortex never leaves, you know.
No, it doesn't.
It seems to be there, you know. I can remember, you know, I've got a friend who was originally from Minnesota, and he talks about what winter was like there, and it's worse than what we've had this year. That's the norm there.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, it's not weather, because those guys are doing pretty well. So what is it that puts us clear down this list at 37? I'd love to know. Now, they did this based on interviews with 178,000 American adults across all 50 states, and they conducted the interviews from January through December of last year. Now, here's the thing. January to December of a year, a lot can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it, I think, depends on just what in the world is going on in somebody's life and what's going on in the state at that particular moment. To say, well, things are going good in Ohio, or wow, things suck in Ohio. You know, just, okay, if you talk to a Browns fan and if you talk to several of them, Ohio is just going to absolutely be horrible to be in.
Yeah, or the year that LeBron James left the Cavaliers. That was a really bad time for them.
Well, and there's the thing. I mean, Cavs fans to this day are still upset about that. It's like, he left home. We disown him. You know, I think it's, what is it, it's Akron or Canton, one of those towns that lays claim to him. That's where he was from. I think they took the signs down and at where you enter town that, you know, nope, we don't want him. Nope.
Forget it.
We don't know. Yeah, he's not from here.
Yeah, he's not here at all. We don't own him at all.
Not part of this part of this. In fact, not part of Ohio. Mm-mm, no. So I think a lot of it just depends on who you talk to and that kind of thing. But, you know, what is it? What are the factors there? You know, I think probably one thing that is a part of all of this is job creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing. I mean, you understand that with the Dakotas then, because they've run into a lot of oil deposits and that kind of thing. And guess what? If there's oil, there's jobs. And, you know, you think about unemployment levels. Yeah. That might be where things are going. Okay, you see where it's going well there. You could see maybe how that bleeds over into Montana a little bit. Hawaii, we don't even need to talk about why they're happy there. You know that. But, I mean, look at the list of the bottom 10. I mean, you've got West Virginia. Certainly there's going to be some unemployment issues there.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio, very blue-collar there. Lots of factories that have shut down, a lot of jobs that are going away. You can get that one. You can get certain parts of the South. You understand that. You know, Louisiana, that doesn't necessarily buy into the whole unemployment thing because they're doing pretty well when it comes to employment. You know, the oil companies are there. So there's other factors there. Maybe, I don't know, big storms with a name on them. I don't know.
That might have something to do with it. That could be a factor.
You know, but I don't know. I have to admit, you know, from my time in Louisiana and that part of the state, there's a lot of happy people. You know, they loved their state and they'd love to be able to kind of hang out and party and have fun. So... not sure, and I think a lot of it depends on what part of the state you're talking to people in.
Yeah.
If you talk to people in Michigan, talk to people in the UP, you know, oh, this weather's depressing. You know, well, there's not much going on around here. You get that. But then you talk to people in the UP, say, in the summertime, well, there's some great hunting and fishing here, and it's a great place to be. Great to get away from it all.
Great,
okay,
great,
yeah.
Great sightseeing, waterfalls, mm-hmm. beaches, landmarks to visit.
So the question is, when did they talk to people in the state of Michigan? I think that's the other part of it.
If they talk to us during the wintertime, we're going to be sad and depressed.
Yeah, particularly if they're talking to us in December. Just think about it. We were hitting it like 4 inches of snow. Tomorrow, 4 inches of snow. The next day, 5 inches of snow. Yeah, that can be pretty depressing
yes.
when you look ahead at a weather forecast like that. But, you know, and I think the other part of it with Michigan has been that, yeah, there's been some unemployment issues here. And that's a factor that could kind of drag it down. But to think, you know what? No, things have been going relatively well here. Although I'm sure Tigers fans would beg to differ because they didn't end up in the series, didn't do mm-hmm. very well, and that kind of thing. I mean, went to the playoffs, but, you know. So, yeah, maybe they were a little depressed. You talk to some Tigers fans after their team's eliminated. Okay. All right, I could see that there.
Yeah.
But now there's the other thing. Talk to Lions fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right there. You know,
they've been waiting since the early 50s for a championship.
That's one of those things that, you know, and I know, you know, Lions fans, you're long-suffering, and I feel your pain. I really do. But, you know, if you talk to some of them, they say, well, you know, before there were Super Bowls, we had NFL championships. Yeah, okay. We've had almost 50 Super
yeah.
Bowls. You know?
NFL championships are a little outdated to just, hang your hat on.
Just a little bit. But, you know, Lions fans know this, I think. So they're just kind of like, yeah, it's depressing, really. I mean, you know, help us out here. Can we at least get to the playoffs and win one? That'd be great.
Yeah, that would get us some enthusiasm and some motivation.
So, well, you know, at least it's not as bad as some years. You know, because if you look at the Lions lineup, at the very least, you got a quarterback that's pretty steady. You got one of the best wideouts in the league. So, okay, there's some things to be happy about there.
And you got Reggie Bush now.
Reggie Bush, I think that was a terrific pickup for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that pays off if he continues to stay healthy.
Yes.
That pays off in dividends next year, particularly depending on what they can do with the draft. But in the meantime, I mean, the team fell apart at the end of the year. They were in the driver's seat, headed to the playoffs. Okay, things are looking good. Wait a minute, what?
And then it all came crashing down. And, I mean, every team in the NFC North had, like, their starting quarterback out, minus the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cutler was out for the Bears. Roger was out for the Packers. And I don't even need to talk about the Vikings. They were just bad.
No, they, you know, quarterback of the week, basically.
Yeah.
Our quarterback of the week. Wait a minute. That guy from the stands. Get down here.
Yeah, we need your help. You're the next contestant at the Minnesota Vikings quarterback position.
So, you know, that's one of those specials. They did a drawing. Okay, our quarterback from today is in section number 247.
Oh, no, I don't want to play.
So I don't know. Maybe that's what it is that keeps Michigan down a little bit. The unemployment factors, the Detroit Lions factor. I don't know. Maybe it's Detroit a little bit, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, because dealing with everything that they've dealt with, certainly that's going to have a drag on the state image. Hopefully it's something that changes in the near future, but we'll see. So happiest state in the Union, North Dakota. Least happy, West Virginia. Michigan is somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah.
I guess it's not too bad. Could be a whole lot worse.
Yeah, we could be at the bottom of the top 10 list. Thank goodness we're not there.
There you go. Okay, at least we're not West Virginia or Kentucky is what we can say, at least until the end of next year. So there you go. We'll continue the program. Keep it right here. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. I've heard that voice somewhere. Where have I heard that voice?
Yeah, I've heard that voice
someplace.
Too.
Someplace. I don't know. But Lawrence and Taylor here, 590 WKZO, Roger Taylor, feeling under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. We will check in on him and see sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
To make sure. So he's been sneezing a lot. You don't want to have to say, okay, yeah, bless you, Roger. Bless you, Roger. Okay, bless you.
That'd be the whole show.
Change the name of the program to Bless You, Roger.
Yes.
There you go. Which kind of sounds like one of those British comedies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a Bless You, Roger, and now on the BBC. So, interesting thing. There was a poll that was taken, and in this poll, they found out that most Americans have yet to watch any Best Picture Oscar nominee. And I thought to myself, okay, all right, let me look through the list and see. And lo and behold, I haven't seen one of these.
And neither have I.
All right, now here's what's up for the award. Gravity, which a lot of people have seen, admittedly. But 12 Years a Slave, Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle, Captain Phillips, is that Philomena? I haven't even heard of
that one. I haven't heard of that one either.
Dallas Buyers Club, Her, and Nebraska. Now, I've heard of Her. I think that was the one where the guy's dating Siri, I guess.
Yeah, that was it.
Which sounds intriguing, but not enough to get me in a theater, apparently. But, you know, here's the thing. They pick out, you know, okay, let's give the Academy Award to the best picture that's out there, the one that everybody loves and everybody's seeing, and let's pick from this list of things no one's seen. That's just something that bothers me about that. I don't know. Now, Gravity being on there, I understand that was a big movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they pick out some of these others, and I guess from the sounds of it, Captain Phillips is the one that's the odds-on favorite, because that was it's the one where I think it's Tom Hanks is the captain of the ship that the pirates are coming to commandeer. And we're not talking like Pirates of the Caribbean pirates. We're talking about, you know, modern day.
Yeah, we're talking about modern day.
So, I mean, it sounds like an interesting story, and certainly Tom Hanks. I mean, I think, you know, the man could act like a rock and probably get an award for it. But, I mean, to have a list like this, I mean, you know, to me, I kind of wonder if there shouldn't be an organization that comes along and says, you know what, we're going to do the real Oscars. We're going to do the ones that everybody saw, you know, and bring up things like, you know, I don't know, Iron Man 3 or something like that. You know, something where people actually went out and paid attention and saw this thing, or the new Star Trek movie that came out this last year. There was an awful lot of people that could say, yep, went and saw that one. I haven't yet, but I've got a DVD of it waiting on me. I just have to go watch this thing now.
You better watch that.
I need to. I really do. But, you know, these are the movies you kind of think, okay, people are watching this stuff. But think about that. The Dallas Buyers Club. I got to look that one up.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't seen that one. Or you've got, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, I've heard of, at least, you know, and I've read some things about it. 12 Years a Slave. Okay, I've heard of that one. But Nebraska. I always thought that was a state.
Yeah, me too. And if people are at an Oscar reward party and watch this, Nebraskans will be like, well, I know nothing about that movie. I can't criticize it.
I'm going to have to go watch it now, I guess.
Yeah.
So, it's going to do it for the program. We're going to be at it again tomorrow, so hopefully you'll join us. Until then, have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.